I went to the doctor and they took some x-rays, and the doctor's, she was like, your spine is like somebody who's over 120 years old. After the diagnosis, I spiraled completely. And then I finally, one day I was like,
My name is Oliver. I work a corporate job at a tire shop. I absolutely hate this life. Yeah, I'm gonna buy a sailboat and I'm going to sail around the world.
That's Oliver Widger, who quit his job after he posted that video, liquidated his 401k, bought a sailboat, and started learning how to sail.
Our guest for you guys today is the one and only Oliver Widger.
I haven't told anyone this, but I was in special ed from first grade to senior in high school. There's one thing in my life that I could do well, and that is I can grind. I can work so hard. If I lean into that, I can do anything. I tell people this that are young all the time, that like message. I tell them, dude, if I could go back in time and I was 18 or 20 or whatever, I would literally get a globe and I would spin the globe and then I would stop the globe with my finger and I would buy a plane ticket, a one-way plane ticket, and go there.
If there's somebody that is looking to chase their dream, find the point of no return and then
The School of Greatness is proudly sponsored by Amica Insurance. As Amica says, empathy is our best policy. That's why they'll go above and beyond to tailor your insurance coverage to best fit your needs. Whether you're on the road, at home, or traveling along life's journey, their friendly and knowledgeable representatives will work with you to ensure you have the right coverage in place. Amica will provide you with peace of mind. Go to amica.com and get a quote today. Fuel your greatness with Wonderful Pistachios No Shells. Wonderful Pistachios is a great source of protein with zero guilt. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. Pistachios are known for their protein power, fiber, and better for you unsaturated fats for a combination that may help keep you feeling fuller longer. And now there's a new way to snack strong with unsalted no shells, holding the salt, not the flavor, for a snack that packs a protein punch. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. If you've listened to the School of Greatness podcast for a while, you know how important acceptance is when it comes to personal growth. And you know who else is big on acceptance? Discover. You see, Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. That's a whole lot of places and a whole lot of acceptance, which is great for Discover, but even better for you, based on the February 2024 Nielsen report. Learn more at discover.com/credit card.
So I'm so excited, man, because I've been watching your journey over the last few days. My friend Tim was here, showed me your videos. And since 3 or 4 days ago when I started watching you, I think your audience has exponentially grown. Yeah. And I love seeing what you're doing. And so we have, if you can, share your full name, because on Instagram, you're Sailing with Phoenix and you are changing and inspiring the world in a massive way. So if you can, share with your full name to the audience who's watching.
My name is Oliver Widger.
And so you have this video of you working a corporate job and essentially hating your life. And at one point you decide, because you have test results at the hospital, right? That something's off in your body. Is that correct?
Yeah, well, so like I had neck pain for a really long time, like for a long time, but like I don't like going to the doctor, so I just put it off, and then it started to get really, really bad. And because I can't go to a chiropractor. I started out going to a chiropractor, and like, yeah, hindsight is they could have like immediately paralyzed me. And I just got lucky that didn't happen. And none of that worked. And so I finally called a doctor, and I was like, I need to see a doctor. I need to figure this out because it's insane. And I went to the doctor and they took some x-rays, and then they didn't think anything of it, I was at work like the next day, and they called me when I was at work, and the doctor's, she was like, what are you doing right now? And I was like, I'm at work. She's like, you need to come in right now. And I was like, okay. So I go in and she was like freaking out. Like she didn't handle it very well. Cause like she was an orthopedic specialist. So she wasn't like a neurologist. But yeah, she like was like, I don't know how you're here right now talking to me and not in excruciating pain. I was like, well, I am in a bit of pain. And that's why I am here. And she was like, your spine is like, I've done this for 20 years. I've never seen anything like this. Your spine is like somebody who's over 120 years old. And and then I went through this phase, you know, I had to wait. It's a long story. I don't want to like just be all long winded and stuff, but I went through, I had to see like 4 neurologists.
Wow.
And all of it was really, really bad. And so I basically just stopped going to the doctor. And then I went through this a crisis of some sorts where where my mortality was kind of like hitting me in the face. And I was realizing that I'm spending my like, cause right now I am physically capable of doing anything I want, really, I can't do anything that involves any sort of impact.
Right.
But I, you know, physically I've got all my limbs, you know, and wasting it at work.
How old
29.
You? 29.
Yeah.
So you're getting all these doctors saying that you got a spine of a 120 year old.
Yeah.
You were working a job that you didn't really fully love, that you were just doing it because you thought you were supposed to do it, I guess. Or you just,
yeah, it's just like I jumped into it and I didn't have any, like I barely graduated high school, and it was a good, as far as like the money goes, it was a good job. Like, there's a lot of like potential for money within the job. So I was like, all right, this is it. I'm going to be able to buy the house and have the fence and kids and whatever. And then that immediately after the diagnosis, I just started to question all of that. But I don't really want to do any of that. Like this actually sucks. And, and it was like 3 years. I went through after the diagnosis, it was like a 3-year battle of like, literally I completely lost myself. And I went down this crazy rabbit hole too, of like, just like partying on the weekends to try and like feel alive and like just party, doing all the bad things. And
this is after you knew about the condition.
Yeah. And then of course that just dug the mental hole deeper, you know, living like that. And I spiraled completely. And then I finally one day I was like so that video that I posted that you probably saw where I'm in that shirt.
You're like
my work shirt.
You're like, I did it.
Well, before like the original post where I'm in that the uniform and I'm like, I absolutely hate this life. So that full version of that is like 2 minutes and 35 seconds long. And it's wild to watch. It is at the bottom of my TikTok. I've never taken it down. My brother, I found a purpose. I decided I wanted to sail around the world.
Mm-hmm.
And my brother convinced me to start documenting it. And so that was the very first video I've ever taken ever of myself. And I sit there and I record myself and I say all those things. And my plan was to at some point, like just document everything and at some point post it all. And I never used TikTok before. I didn't know how social media worked. So I was on a TikTok and I put it in as a draft because I thought I could put it in as a draft. And
you posted it on accident.
I ended up posting it on accident. And then it went to, so I didn't know that also TikTok syncs with everybody in your contacts. So it went to all of my bosses and it went to everybody. And just this crazy, you know, rant went to every single one of my bosses. And I show up to work the next day, totally oblivious to what's going on. And then one of the like the technicians comes up to me. He's like, hey man, what are you going to buy that boat? And I was like, what in the world are you talking about? And he's like, the boat, man. And then I made the realization. And how I left, that video is everything. That video is absolutely changed. Because who knows if I would have had the courage to leave? Who knows?
Wow.
To leave without that video? Because that video was the most embarrassing thing that's ever happened. And I was there for 11 years and it went to everybody that I know, you know, and it was shared within the company. And
When did that when did that video first get leaked to everyone in your context? Was this a year ago, 2 years ago? When was it?
This was a year ago. Wow. The day I quit.
Oh. Yeah. So you filmed this video, which exactly I'll put up on YouTube as well. You filmed this video of you in your car saying, "I hate my life.
Yeah.
My life's miserable. I've been working this job for whatever, 8 or 10 years. I've got this spine condition. I'm not happy. I've been working hard. I've been doing all the right things, but I still don't feel good. I just still don't feel fulfilled and happy." Is that right?
Yeah, and pretty much. Yeah.
Then you film it for yourself without the intention of putting it out. And then you put it out to your bosses, right? They all see it on accident. Yeah. Yeah. Had you not done that, you would not be on this boat right now.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think so. I mean, who knows? I knew I was going to quit, but it's one of those things where it's like, I don't know. You know, I don't know if I would have had actually, when it came down to it, had the courage to quit. But video is what went viral.
That's crazy.
That video is everything. That video is everything. It's everything. And it's all because my brother told me to start recording myself. And
wow, man. And so you went from Oregon, going on a sailboat that you've never been in the ocean before, only in a river.
Yeah.
And you're going on a sailboat from Oregon to Hawaii, and you're 12 days in. Is that right?
12 days in. Yeah. So I'm like almost 1,000 miles away from, I'm basically closer to the people on the space station than I am to anybody on land. Which is crazy.
Dude, I love seeing the comments of everyone in here saying, "You're one of the most inspiring people in the world right now. Everyone's following your journey. They're rooting for you. They're cheering for you." My favorite part is the shirt of Phoenix. You know, whenever you wear the shirt with Scooty, it's the cat. Yeah. And I just think what you're doing, 99.9% of the world will never do what you're doing because most people lack the courage. It's so safe. It's so comfortable. Even if they're miserable, they'd rather stay safe and miserable than actually go for it.
Yeah, I figured I was.
And
like,
you
like,
are going for it.
When I quit my job abruptly like that, I had like, I don't know, $10,000 in debt or something, and with no plan, with a $2,600 rent due, and I just was like, dude, all I know is I'm buying a boat and I'm sailing around the world. And then a week after quitting my job, I had the brilliant idea of liquidating my 401k. And so I liquidated my 401k, sold my cars. I sold literally everything without even, like, my apartment was empty without even knowing what boat I was going to buy or how I was going to buy a boat. And I spent the following month just like searching for a boat. And see, I just got really lucky that I got a good, a capable boat. Because that could have gone so wrong as well, and it didn't. And and then I just dived into it with knowing nothing.
So how did you learn how to sail a boat though? Like, how did you know which boat to buy, how to sail? You'd never sailed before.
Yeah, everything was like basically YouTube, and I just as far as learning how to sail. So I didn't even watch that many like YouTube videos. I bought the boat and I took it out, and I made incredible mistakes. I'm lucky to still have the boat. Like, it's so many things have like worked out where it's just, there's just like really high risk, and it paid off. It worked out.
Wait a minute.
And I just went
for it. Let me ask you, Oliver, you bought the boat and then you just got the keys to the boat and you just said, "All right, I'm just going to push it off the dock and just see what happens."
So like a month after, it was about a month after, because I had to replace some of the lines and stuff on the boat because the lines were all like 15 years old and chafed through. So I replaced also all of the like rubber components, and then I took it out.
I love this for you. I don't know why, because I love that you're documenting this and you're able to share it in such an authentic way. Again, you've got almost 1 million followers in like 10 days or something. How does it feel to know that putting out a few pieces of content and actually chasing your dreams is inspiring millions of people around the world? How does that feel for you?
I haven't really even fully processed it. Like, it's insane. Like, the experience of, I feel like the experience of like, because I went viral on the day that I left.
Wow.
And I'm also crossing an ocean. You know what I mean? So two insane things that I'm like, that are like, you know, competing with. I was literally fighting for my life the other day while I'm going viral. You know, like it's just been so weird. And there's not a lot of time to like, cause I'm you know, obviously making the content takes a lot of time. And then the rest of my time goes towards like managing the boat.
Right.
So there's not a lot of time.
Staying alive. Yeah.
I yeah. Mean, yeah.
Not a small thing, you know?
Yeah. And, it's been so cool too. Like some of the comments that I've read and stuff that like, you know, it's like somehow, some way it's like bringing people together. That's the coolest thing in the world that
it is, man. I'm reading some of the comments here where one mom said, my son and all of his friends are glued to their phone waiting for your next video and they're all inspired. So again, you're helping kids, you're helping adults. Again, there's the compilation video you made, I guess, from all the either TikToks or the Instagram videos of people watching your journey. That is inspiring because so many people from all walks of life, different backgrounds, different races, different economic classes, all feel the pain of not pursuing something that they know they should be pursuing, or they're stuck in a relationship that they know they need to get out of, but they're afraid. They're stuck of the job. They want to launch something on the side, even just for fun. It's not always about like leaving your job and the relationship, but it's like, maybe they just had a dream that they want to pursue on the side that they're afraid of.
You just got to jump. Like, that is the hardest part.
This episode is brought to you by Square. Your favorite neighborhood spots run on Square. And did you know Square can help you turn your small business idea into a big success? Yes, even that wild idea for Squirrel Fuel, your squirrel-themed coffee bar. Square is so much more than just a point of sale for local businesses. What started as a little white card reader is now powering things behind the scenes, helping you manage finances, schedule staff, and cover cash flow gaps. With Square, you could keep things at Squirrel Fuel running like clockwork, no caffeine needed, well, except for your baristas, and good luck finding ones willing to wear a squirrel costume. Square gets it. Local businesses can be big business. Yet with growth comes complexity. But whether you're expanding to new locations or building your loyal following, Square meets you at every opportunity. Square helps you handle today and dream bigger for tomorrow. Go to square.com/go/greatness to learn more. That's SQUARE.com/GO/GREATNESS. Square, meet you there. Who else is pumped for summer? There's just something about summer, the heat, the long days, and the chance to just get outside and soak it all in. And to enjoy summer to the fullest, staying hydrated is absolutely essential. That's why I'm always stocked up with Liquid IV when the weather heats up. With 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drink, just 1 stick and 16 ounces of water hydrates better than water alone. It's powered by Live Hydroscience, an optimized ratio of electrolytes, essential vitamins, and clinically tested nutrients that turn ordinary water into extraordinary hydration. They come in a variety of delicious and fun flavors, including their latest sugar-free flavor, Arctic Raspberry. Personally, I always keep a pack with me when I'm traveling at the office or just out for a long day of adventure. My go-to flavor, I would have to say, is the citrusy. I love the lemon lime and the tangerine. It's so refreshing, especially in the summertime. And no matter what your summer brings, tear, pour, live more, go to liquidiv.com and get 20% off your first order with code Lewis at checkout. That's 20% off your first order with code Lewis at liquidiv.com. At 42 years old, I'm pursuing my dream of returning to the USA national handball team to compete in the 2028 Olympics. I'm putting in hours of handball practice every week, so I've been extra intentional about how I'm taking care of my body on and off the court to support my energy and my recovery levels. And one thing I've been adding into my routine lately and loving is IM8's Daily Ultimate Essentials. IM8 is a daily all-in-one wellness drink that gives your body the support it needs without juggling a bunch of different supplements. They use effective ingredients backed by real research. And it's not just hype. Clinical trials showed 95% of participants felt more energetic and 85% said their digestion improved with less bloating. Feel your best self every day with IM8. Go to im8health.com/greatness and use code greatness for a free welcome kit, 5 free travel sachets, plus 10% off your order. That's IMNumber8HEALTH.com/greatness. Code greatness for a free welcome kit, 5 free travel sachets, plus 10% off your order. IM8Health.com/greatness. Code greatness. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent disease.
How did you overcome the fear of being worried about what everyone thinks about you by doing some crazy idea?
That was the biggest thing that held me back, because like I was super worried about, like, you know, literally what solved all of my problems was, like, there's a few things that solved all my problems, but one of them was like, I literally completely came to terms with possibly being broke for the rest of my life until I died, like being just poor and dying poor. I absolutely became like completely content with that idea. And once I became content with that idea, it was freedom. You know what I mean? I had freedom. And that's what it came down to, because that was one of my fears. It's like, I'm going to be poor. No one's going to, you know, who's going to want to be with like a poor, I'm going to be single forever. Like all that stuff was the things running through my head. You know, who's going to want to date a guy on a bum on a boat, and all that stuff, you know, all of it is nonsense. All of it is noise. And you just got to go for it, I guess.
Oliver, what about your parents? Are your parents still around? Do you have siblings?
Yeah. So my mom and brother live in the UK. My dad is in the US, and they're proud.
What did they say originally when you were like, I'm going to quit my job, I'm going to liquidate all my assets, I'm going to essentially buy a boat and do something I've never done to go around the world by myself and my cat? What did they say?
I think they saw how miserable I was, and I had been, you know, it was like 3 solid years of being like at the lowest low, and they could see it. And so I think they were probably like, you know, they were probably like, I mean, anything better, you know? But they've always been really, my brother's been like incredibly supportive. Like, I remember like at being at work, and I'm like, dude, everybody knows. I texted my brother, and he like replies. He's like, now's the time. And I was like, all right.
And so, now that they know, like, just go. That, who cares? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Dude,
yeah.
This is incredible, man. What is the, you wrote about 15, 20 days away from Hawaii. Do you know which island you're trying to land on?
12
days away.
Oahu.
You go to Oahu.
Yeah.
Do you know, have you been to Hawaii before?
I've been to Maui before, yeah. I've got one of my other brothers is on Maui, actually.
You're not going to land in Maui?
No, I originally wanted to go to Maui because he's there. But I decided to go to Oahu because in Maui, I would need a car to like drive around. And so Oahu, there's a Marine store there too, like a West Marine that's there. So it's within walking distance, and everything's within walking distance. So it just made more like logistical sense.
I want like thousands of people to be there when you arrive, and just,
yeah.
I want the world to give you a big group hug,
yeah,
and just congratulate you on taking the leap and taking the chance and going on the journey, because most people in life will never take the leap and go for it. And it doesn't matter if like people succeed or fail. It's really not what it's about going on the journey and seeing what you're made of. And so I'm curious, what's the biggest lesson about yourself you've learned in the first 12 days of traveling from Oregon to Hawaii on a sailboat alone with your cat? What's the biggest lesson you've learned about you?
I don't know. I learned a lot about me on the process over the last year. Like, I am a different person over this last year. And, I just like, I've learned that I've always had really, really, really intense, like, I'm like my hardest critic to the most intense level. And, I just learned that I can do anything. Like, I've done the impossible. Like, I've done everything I've done I thought was impossible. So, yeah.
Dude, what's your greatest fear?
Falling off the boat.
You jumped off the boat already, right?
Yeah, but it was completely becalmed.
Yeah. to falling off the boat. But you've got a life jacket. Are you tying yourself up? Are you taking like
there's no life cautions? Jacket? Just because if you fall in, a life jacket just prolongs the inevitable. So, you know, but no, I see for a harness, there's no point in wearing a life jacket. There's nothing around here. If I fell in the water, the life jacket would just prolong the end.
Wouldn't it help you swim back to your boat or something?
No, the boat sails itself. Like I'm going, it's going like right now, I'm going like 6 knots.
I'd be done. So, well, unless it stopped and you had the sails down and you fell off like you did, then it's fine. But if you fall off when it's going, you can't catch up.
I fell off. Yeah, you're not getting back on.
Oh, snap.
Yeah.
You better rope yourself.
Yeah, somewhere. Wear a harness. So every time I go out in the cockpit, I clip in. And anytime I move forward, I'm clipped into the boat. So if I do lose my footing or something, the harness will catch me before I fall off.
I love one of the videos you posted where you said, you know, I can't remember your exact words, I'm paraphrasing, but you're like, I'm an average guy, I'm below average. And if I can do this, anyone can do it.
I'm not like, I can't stress that I am as below, I haven't told anyone this, but I was in special ed from first grade to senior in high school. Like I couldn't do school at all. And I can't write. I've got every single like learning disability. I can, like, this is how I organize my notes. You know what I mean? This is piece of paper. I can't even read it. So I don't even write. Yeah. So like, I can't stress that enough is like, the only thing I can do, there's one thing in my life that I could do well, and that is I can grind. I can work so hard, and that's the only thing. If I lean into that, I can do anything. So that's what it's come down to, and that's what I've done.
Here's a question for you. Maybe you've never been asked this. When do you feel the most loved in your life?
When do I feel the most loved? Right now, I feel pretty loved. But I don't know. When do I feel the most loved? I don't know. Or like when I talk to like my mom and brother, I guess. I don't know. Because they love me unconditionally. They've loved me. And my dad, they love me like through and through. It doesn't really matter what frame of mind, where I'm at in life, they've just, you know, loved me.
What is it about your relationship with your family that you appreciate so much?
My parents are separated and don't talk, so it's like a weird, a different dynamic, but like, they've seen me go through some weird stuff, you know what I mean? And they've just, the love is there always. You know what I mean? If that makes sense. They've always unconditionally loved me. It doesn't matter where I am in life. They just have.
That's beautiful, man. Again, Oliver, you're one of the most inspiring people on the internet right now, and people are watching your journey. And I was like, I got to reach out to this guy because I just want to know what's more on your heart and hear more of your story, because I think people are fascinated by your story. And they want you to win. They want you to succeed. They want you to thrive. And I think you being so unapologetically you and authentic to who you are while you're sharing these stories in these videos is really inspiring. And I'm curious, if you could go back, you said you're 29, is that right, Oliver?
Yeah.
If you could go back to your 21-year-old self, knowing everything you've been through in the last almost decade, what advice would you give?
I tell people this that are young all the time that like message, because you know, I get messages and stuff. I tell them, dude, if I could go back in time and I was 18 or 20 or whatever, because you know, you see these guys, they're getting into the job. I was 18 when I got into my job, and like I thought this is what I needed to do, and like I would literally get a globe and I would spin the globe and then I would stop the globe with my finger and I would have a, you know, a buy a plane ticket, a one-way plane ticket, and go there and sit with, you know, no money and figure it out and go. That's what I would have done. And I would have done that for as long as I could. That's what I recommend people do is spin the globe, point, and go, you know, go see the world.
I'm curious. So if you could go into the future and you're 40, you know, 11 years in the future and you're 40, what do you think your 40-year-old self would be saying to you now?
Hell yeah. Sweet.
Yeah. Oh, man. What about all the people, you know, again, 12 days ago, no one knew who you were. And yeah, now you've got a million followers. And again, people are invested in your journey, in your life. They want to see you win because you're bringing so much hope and inspiration to the world. What is it like going from, you know, nothing 12 days ago and having a dream and starting in the ocean to having a million followers in under 2 weeks and people so invested in your story? How does that feel?
I don't know. I haven't been able to process it. Like it feels unreal. It feels not real. Like I'm literally sitting here watching these absolutely absurd sunsets with dolphins jumping. And then, you know, with these insane sunsets. And then, I'm also viral at the same time and inspiring all these people. It's all these things that are like not real. You know what I mean? It's great. It's like, everything's a bit of a fog. It's a bit of a dream. I don't feel like it'll be real until I put my feet on Hawaii, and then I'll probably be able to feel how real it really is. It feels unreal. It's absolutely insane. Like, it's just that it worked. All of it, because social media, I didn't know anything about social media or how to edit videos, anything. I would spend like 6 hours a day editing, 6-7 hours a day editing videos and just making the craziest videos and just figuring it out. And then also I would spend literally the rest of my waking moments working on the boat and learning how to sail. And really? I did that for a year straight, completely isolated, completely locked from the outside world, did it for a year straight. And it's just so crazy that like it all blew up together at the same exact time. You know, where I left and I went viral, but, you know, I don't know. It's crazy.
when you were, you know, for the last year buying the boat and learning how to sail and doing all these things and learning how to edit videos, were you posting any of these videos or were you just?
Yeah, it's all of it. It's all documented.
Were you
yeah.
posting yeah. these on like TikTok or something, or where were you posting these other videos last year?
Oh, so most of the videos are on TikTok.
Got it.
And then right around when I got the boat, little after I got the boat, I started posting on Instagram. So if you go to the bottom of my TikTok, you'll see a crazy amount.
Okay, gotcha. Now I got to ask you, because again, I'm seeing so many comments coming here. People say they come and check on you every day just to see how you're doing. I got to ask, how's Phoenix? Can we see Phoenix as well?
Yeah.
Let's see her. You got to figure out. You have another question, Tim? You want to ask one? You want to come on and ask? You want to come on and ask?
Here she is, famous kitty.
Oh, Phoenix. Oh, man. We need to make Phoenix shirts and just sell them online for you. You know, that's what we need to do.
Yeah, I'm working on it.
That's amazing, man. Yeah. And also for people that are out, a lot of people are commenting how they've been waiting for you to go live. They've been waiting for you to share more. So maybe you got to go live on your own at some point once a day so people can be checked in on what you're up to.
I've been trying on TikTok. It's just obviously I am in an ocean, so I do have to like, you know, do things.
And for those, again, for those that don't know who you are, I want people to click on below. I've got you pinned on there in the comments. If you click on Oliver's page, it's Sailing with Phoenix. You also have a GoFundMe where people can donate to support you on this journey. I'm going to make a donation right after this. And I want people to go there. I want people to go there and donate and support you. You can give a dollar if you want to, $5. But if you've ever, for anyone watching this, and we're going to post this on YouTube and the audio later, but for anyone watching or listening, if you've ever had a dream that you've been afraid to take on, if you've ever had something like in your heart or your mind or your soul that you're like, I really want to do that, but you've been afraid or you've been scared or you're worried about what your family or friends are going to think about you, you have to watch Oliver. You have to watch this journey, because again, I cannot reiterate this enough, Oliver, that you speak about having learning disabilities your entire life, you know, working a job that wasn't enjoyable for you. Maybe it was paying the bills and it wasn't horrible, but it was not feeding your soul. And you took a risk. You sold everything. You took out all your investment money. And you're on this journey for the last 12 days from Oregon to Hawaii, sailing by yourself with a cat. And from the looks of it, you look happier, healthier, and freer than you've ever been in your life. Is that correct?
100%. Yeah. I like literally feel healthier. Like it's crazy.
You feel physically.
And it's not only do I feel healthier, but my lifestyle, because of the financial side of things, has been, so, I've been eating terribly. You know what I mean? But I feel so much. It's amazing. Like I feel so much better even then. Stopped working out because I had to use all that time to work on the boat. And I feel better. And I guess if I wanted to, I did give, you know, if there's somebody that is looking to chase their dream, like something that I realized is like, I guess my recommendation would be to like find the point of no return and then cross that point. As soon as you cross that point, that's the hardest part. As soon as you cross that line, it's you're all in. You go for it. I mean, it's the fear will drive you. You're all in at that point. And I went all in when I left Hawaii. And I appreciate I also do want to say thank you to everyone for like the GoFundMe. I've never advertised or talked about the GoFundMe because I think it's weird. But I did just put it up, and a bunch of people have obviously donated it, and it's well. So I only put $10,000 in there because but when I left Oregon, I was $10,000 in debt. I've gone all in on everything this entire time, and I've just been, you know, and now I'm not in debt, and it's gone over that. So I just wanted to say thank you to everybody for that.
The 4th of July sale is on at Mattress Warehouse. Save up to $1,200 warehouse-wide with 40 queen mattresses under $799. Plus, get a free adjustable base and free next-day delivery. Hurry in, only at Mattress Warehouse.
How can we help make stronger communities happen? Well, at JPMorgan Chase, we invest in what's working. In businesses that create more jobs, in hospitals delivering care where it's needed the most, in workers building new buildings, bridges, and roads, connecting what we need to where we live.
Make the green grass grow all around, make the green grass grow all around.
Make momentum happen. Learn more at jpmorganchase.com/impact.
Oh, man. Yeah, again, for people that are, you know, just afraid to go for their dream, it's just inspiring to watch. And you talked about, like, it's really that point of no return. This may be the wrong analogy, but it's, you know, the analogy of burning the boats. When you get on new land and you kind of like burn your boats, wrong analogy if you're on a boat, but where you can't go back. You can't go back to like safe land. You have to like take on the new journey, conquer the new journey, move forward, even though it's uncertain, it's unknown.
Yeah.
And you're doing that. I mean, you're sailing in the ocean.
Yeah. And believe you can, because the whole time, I had this incredible self-doubt the whole time of going through the process. All of it is noise. It's all bullshit. Yeah, it's all noise.
How do you quiet the critic or the doubt in your mind as a person that's struggled in school, didn't have the job that you wanted, you know, had back pain for the last 10 years? How did you overcome the self-critic and the doubt?
There's no option. Like I didn't have an option but to succeed. Like my hopes, just didn't have an option to succeed. I just kept going. One thing that I would do a lot. So I've tried to do this once before, 2 years ago, like right after the diagnosis. But what I did was I thought about everything way too far ahead, and I would think about, you know, I'll fall and hit the boat wrong, and I'll go paralyzed, or I'm not going to know how to work on a boat. I don't know anything about, I've become an electrician, a diesel mechanic. I've become a plumber. I've adopted a sailor, all of these trades. And, within a year, my point is I would discourage myself. I discouraged myself. And then I couldn't even get past the bridge of, what boat to buy. I guess the solution to that was literally what is the problem that is directly in front of you and solve that problem. So if you don't have a boat, don't think about anything. Get the boat. You don't have a boat. That's your problem.
Don't think 5 years in ahead of like, when I get the boat, and what if I fall in the middle of the ocean, and what happens then? How do I save my life? Just one step at a time.
Yeah, and so that's what I did. I like whatever the problem was that in front of me, I did that. So I got the boat. Okay. Well, I don't know how to sail. All right. Well, start sailing, and then started sailing. Okay. Well, I don't have any of the right equipment on the boat to cross the ocean. All right. Well, install the right equipment. You know, I don't have any money. All right. So social media was like, I've always planned on social media was my, this all worked if social media came together, because that could fund my expedition around the world. And so my plan was always that social media was going to work. It's always the plan. And I was going to keep going until it worked. I've posted every single day, terrible posts, good posts, but I've done it every single day for a year. And with the intention of going forever, you know what I mean? And not stopping, like I'm just going forever. And it worked. It worked.
Did someone give you the blueprint of like, okay, if you're going to do this, you got to get the boat and you have to go on Instagram or TikTok every day and document this, or
no,
is this just
no.
not?
This is all in my mind. This is all in my mind.
But you weren't really, you weren't on social media before this, were you?
No, before a year ago, no.
So you're just like,
yeah,
I'm going to figure out social media. You mean you weren't on there. Maybe you were on there.
If you go to the bottom of my TikTok, you'll see it's a disaster. It's like, it's cringy as it gets. It's terrible. But I was like, dude, and it's only people that are seeing it are people that I know. You know what I mean? So everybody thought I was unhinged. Everyone. People were calling me and be like, dude, are you okay? Like, dude, I'm just trying to figure this out. You know what I mean? Like, and everyone thought I was insane. Everybody. And it's so weird now because they're all now messaging me and going, I always believed in you. Then you didn't.
You had this the whole time. I believed in you. Yeah. Wow, man.
Yeah. And I just kept going through all that. And there's times where I thought I was insane myself. And I just kept going.
What do you want people to know about the way you think, the way you feel, the way you act that maybe they don't know about yet? If you could share a little bit more about how you think about this process or what's going through your head. Again, it's probably lonely out there. Even though you have tons of comments and people loving on you on social media, you're alone in the middle of the ocean with a cat. Do you feel lonely, or do you feel like, how do you put yourself to sleep calmly and feel safe? All that stuff.
I knew I was going to be fine with the isolation on this passage, because I'm not kidding, the past 5 months. So I learned how to sail for the first like 6 months. And that's when I taught myself how to sail. And then the last 5 months, I didn't sail at all. And I spent every single day, 10 hours a day, working on the boat in complete isolation. I didn't speak to another soul ever. Like, I literally just, the only people I spoke to were the people at the marine store, really. And that was it. And so I've been completely isolated for, by the time I get to Hawaii, it'll be like 6 months. other than I did a send-off thing right before I left, so I did have some people come to the boat. But aside from that, I've been in complete isolation. And I'm comfortable with my own thoughts alone. You know what I mean? So I'm fine. And I do well. I'm not a, it's weird because like I'm on social media, but I'm a keep to myself person. I am awkward, and if somebody comes says hello to me in person and stuff, I'm totally weird. So I don't remember what the question was, but
no, it's good, man. It's just more like, how do you think about it if you're alone in the ocean for all this time? Like, is your mind okay? Do you feel like safe emotionally?
Yeah. I feel good. I trust myself, and I trust the work I've put into the boat, and I trust my ability to solve pretty much every problem that can come up. Because when crossing an ocean, it's not like what will break, or it's not like if something will break, it's what will break. And being able to have the resources on board and the kind of the skills to solve the issue. Like I the worst thing, like the worst thing that could break is literally like the rudder. It's one of the worst things, and it broke. And on day like six or something, at the worst time, it was at the height of the storm that I was in. So the waves, I was like looking up at these waves.
Come on.
And then you're not supposed to, the camera doesn't do waves any justice. It's the sailor's worst curse is that the camera doesn't do waves any justice. And my rudder broke and it locked in the starboard position. And you're not supposed to go to the waves on the side, and it positioned the boat to the waves on the side. So I was literally like, it was the worst, absolute worst case scenario as far as when that was going to happen. And then so the boat like literally would go from this all the way to this within like 3 seconds, and it was just going like this,
like parallel,
and because that's
parallel to the up. Wow,
yes, that airboat's capsized. It was like that for like 3 or 4 hours while I was trying to solve it. And I jumped into the engine room. And I'm in the engine room and I see the cable came off the quadrant. And I'm literally getting thrown from one side to the other while I'm trying to fix this cable on the quadrant and not let because as soon as you put the cable back on it, the rudder will like slam back. And I was trying not to like lose my fingers. So I got a screwdriver down in the back and I tried to just pry the cable back around the quadrant, and it was crazy, man. That was the scariest moment of my entire life.
Gosh.
Hands down.
Wow.
But yeah.
And what about Phoenix during that time? Is she like
flying? How do you make...
She was at that point, she was already like well adjusted to the boat. So I'm sure
she get motion sickness too or no?
She only once when I first took the boat out like a year ago.
She's an actor.
Full-blown boat cat now. It's crazy. Like watching her, like she gets around better than I do. And she like walks around like a gimbal. Like she anticipates the waves so well. She's like a gimbal cat.
That's amazing.
Yeah. And it's
do you have her harnessed up also if she's out on the deck or would she fall off?
I'm the kind of guy that would absolutely walk my cat. So I spent like she's 7 years old now, and she was a feral cat when I got her. And I spent like 3 years trying to walk my cat. It's just impossible. It is an impossible task. So I can't get a harness on her.
But is she not let her out on the deck? You do?
No, I don't let her out there unless it's like really calm and she doesn't leave the cockpit area and she's my attention. You know what I mean? So yeah, that's the only time. When I'm on shore, she can get one.
Sure, sure. So. Sure. Dude, this is crazy, man. I got a few final questions, a few minutes left for you, if that's okay. A lot of people are asking, you know, if people go to your Instagram right now, do you have the location where you are, like live on?
Yeah,
on the map.
It's on my highlight.
Okay.
So if you click on my highlight,
to that. And man, is this Starlink that you're using on the boat?
Yes, we're having really well.
There's like no lag.
I didn't know if it was going to work. So like I had to like literally, because I did have some followers. I had like 60,000 followers before I left. And so I had to like literally just tell them like, hey, look, I don't know if it's going to work. Yeah. I don't know if it's going to work. And I'll see you guys probably in 30 days. But it's worked really well this whole time.
And what's your day look like then? Are you sleeping a lot or is it like a couple hours of sleep at a time, or do you try to sleep 6 to 8 hours at once?
Depends on like the weather. Like there's no sleep schedule really. It's just you sleep when you can. Like after this call, if I get a wave of tiredness, I'm going to take advantage of that. Cause right now the boat's balanced, the boat's good. So I'm going to take advantage of that. I'm going to go to sleep for a couple hours. And then, and it depends on the weather. So like last night I stayed up till like 3 a.m. because through the night the winds got all weird and shifty, so I had to like be there to adjust the boat. But I get plenty of sleep. Like one of like the greatest, I once fell through a tree, a full tree coming through my apartment. It came through the roof of my apartment. I slept through the whole thing. And I don't know if you ever heard a tree fall, because the following day I was outside and a tree fell. And it sounds like a freaking grenade goes off. Like, it's insane. And so I could sleep through anything, which is like a blessing and a curse, because if something happens, I'll probably sleep through it.
Wow.
But I think the thing that that where sailors meet their demise is because of sleep deprivation. Yeah. We'll not have that problem. Wow, so.
Your problem will be you won't wake up. Crash. Yeah. All right, you gotta share one more time. You gotta show the cat, Phoenix the cat, one more time. Oh, yeah. Everyone who came on late is asking, where's Phoenix?
Yeah. Here she is.
Such a sweetie. Does she sleep next to you also or no?
Yeah, she sleeps next to me. And she sleeps right here and I sleep right here.
Oh man. You're living the dream, man.
Yeah.
Oliver, again, I wanna I know you got a lot of activities you gotta do on the boat, but I'm glad we got connected and I wanted to share your message with my audience, and I'm gonna put this out there on my podcast, but I wanted to just one more time say that it's really inspiring what you're doing. And again, for those that are just tuning in, Oliver's from Oregon. He had a diagnosis about his back that was not good from the doctors and wasn't living the life that he envisioned. You weren't living that beautiful, healthy, rich life internally and externally. And he decided to quit his job because he wasn't fulfilled at the job he was at, and really pursue the dream of traveling around the world on a sailboat and experiencing life to the fullest based on your dreams. Maybe it's not, I wouldn't want to do that, but your dream was to do that. And you sold everything, you liquidated your funds, all your savings to buy a boat. And for a year, you were taught yourself how to sail a boat, and you went, you're now 12 days in the middle of the ocean on your way to Hawaii. And it's an amazing journey, man. I'm so happy that you're documenting this. I'm so glad that you're taking the leap and you had the courage to actually do it. Because again, 99% of people won't go after the big scary dream that they have because they're too afraid to fail, or what if I go broke, or what if I don't have any money, or what if everyone laughs at me? And so what? You know, if they do, okay. Well, at least you won't regret it.
This 4th of July, save $500 on Tempur-Pedic Breeze mattresses at Mattress Warehouse. Built to sleep up to 10 degrees cooler. Plus, get $300 in free accessories, 0% financing, and free next day delivery. Only at Mattress Warehouse.
Brace the rudders! Raise the sails! Raise the sails!
Captain, an unidentified ship is approaching. Over.
Roger. Wait, is that an Enterprise sales solution?
Reach sales professionals, not professional sailors. With LinkedIn ads, you can target the right people by industry, job title, and more. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next campaign. Get started today at linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply.
And you're happier and healthier than you've ever been in your life right now.
Yeah.
And that's amazing.
I feel like all those things are a guarantee. Is people laughing at you going broke and all that stuff, because all that happened. But it works.
What's people are gonna be watching your journey every single day, and I can't wait to celebrate you and, you know, send you a FaceTime or a text when you land in Hawaii. But what's one final message for this conversation that you'd love to send to people if they're struggling in a relationship where they feel like they know they've got to get out of, if they've got this artistic dream or music dream or something they want to pursue, but they've been too afraid of what people are going to think about them? What's one final piece of advice or wisdom you would share based on your journey?
You know the answers. And if you're questioning the relationship or the job, and you've been questioning the relationship, the job, that is the answer. Like, you've got the answers. It's that simple. You've got the answers for a better life. You just got to do it, and that will solve that problem, you know. So, like, I had, you know, I don't know. You have the answers. I guess the hard thing for me because at the beginning of the spine thing, at the very beginning, and before that too, I didn't have it was really hard for me to find like a purpose. You know what I mean? Because I think a lot of people they think that's really cool and stuff what I'm doing and all that, but they don't know how to find their purpose, or they don't know what the thing is. They want to do all the things, but they don't know what it is, what their purpose is. And that, I think a lot of people get trapped in that, And it's hard to find your purpose, but in hindsight, it's easy. You know what I mean? Like, it's like, what's the ridiculous thing you want to do? Like, sailing around the world on a boat with my cat is ridiculous. You know what I mean? It's ridiculous, but that's like a ridiculous dream that I had. And so why don't I just make that my purpose? It is simple. You know what I mean? Like, if what is it you want to do? Do that.
Yeah.
And just go for it. So
I love that, man. We are, it is Mother's Day today while we're recording this live. I'm curious, what's your message to your mom and the greatest lesson your mom's taught you?
Oh, my mom is my biggest fan. She's my biggest fan. She loves me through and through. And she's from the beginning, she's liked every single video. My mom doesn't have like a lot of money at all. And she goes into like GoFundMe and donate. I think she'll donate like $25, $50. And I literally have to be like, Mom, stop. Stop doing that. And yeah, she's the greatest. She just is the greatest. And I can't remember the rest of the question, but yeah.
Your mom, that's great. And that she supported you on this whole journey, doing some crazy dream. That's amazing. Final question for you, Oliver, because I want you to go call your mom, and I know you got a lot to do on the boat. I asked this at the end of all my interviews. What is your definition of greatness?
My definition of greatness is just to be, just being humble, like a humble person, you know, regardless of what they're, if they're worth millions of dollars or they're living a life well below their means. But like, I just think somebody who's just kind and like humble and like, just overall, you know, the people that you meet and they're just like, just really, you could just tell they're really good people. Like that's greatness.
So, Oliver, you're a really good person. We appreciate you. A lot of your fans and followers here are loving the journey and they're grateful that you're going live. So I want to acknowledge you for taking the lead, man. It's a scary dream that you had and you're doing it. And you're showing the world that people's dreams matter because they matter. So we're grateful for you, Oliver. We appreciate you. Be cheering you on. If you need any support, feel free to message me anytime. And I can't wait to continue to watch the journey, man.
Yeah, I appreciate it, man. Thank you very much for having me. That's cool.
Man. Well, stay in touch, man. And I can't wait to watch the next content. We'll see you, brother.
All right, man. Thank you.
I have a brand new book called Make Money Easy. And if you're looking to create more financial freedom in your life, you want abundance in your life, and you want to stop making money hard in your life, but you want to make it easier, you want to make it flow, you want to feel abundant, then make sure to go to makemoneyeasybook.com right now and get yourself a copy. I really think this is going to help you transform your relationship with money this moment moving forward.
I hope you enjoyed today's episode and it inspired you on your journey towards greatness. Make sure to check out the show notes in the description for a full rundown of today's episode with all the important links. And if you want weekly exclusive bonus episodes with me personally, as well as ad-free listening, then make sure to subscribe to our Greatness Plus channel exclusively on Apple Podcasts. Share this with a friend on social media and leave us a review on Apple Podcasts as well. Let me know what you enjoyed about this episode in that review. I really love hearing feedback from you, and it helps us figure out how we can support and serve you moving forward. And I want to remind you, if no one has told you lately, that you are loved, you are worthy, and you matter. And now it's time to go out there and do something great.
This 4th of July, save $500 on Tempur-Pedic Breeze mattresses at Mattress Warehouse. Built to sleep up to 10 degrees cooler. Plus, get $300 in free accessories, 0% financing, and free next day delivery. Only at Mattress Warehouse.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.